Welcome back. 7:35 here at the iHeart Media Empire. I've been talking about it all during the show here, and I want to reiterate that this is not part of iHeart advertising. That is not why I did this. Yes, I am doing some stuff with Regenex Tampa Bay, but I wanted to do this part. I wanted to have Dr. Lieber on this morning so that people could get an opportunity to really understand stem cell therapy, because I didn't truly understand it. I wanted to try it because I had heard about it. And I had actually, in my experience, I actually went to another place first and checked out a different stem cell place, and actually got a little scared because it was a scary experience. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel very professional. The whole setup of the whole doctor's office was off kilter. My wife's a med mal paralegal, and I knew there was no way that my wife was going to take me into that facility and let me have somebody do a procedure on me. And that changed when I got to Dr. Lieber's office at Regenex Tampa Bay. And when I left his office, I felt so much better about the possibilities. And when I tell you I needed a procedure, I think you and I have been together some before then. I couldn't step out of my truck onto my left foot without having pain.
Limping around everywhere.
It was bad. It felt like I was walking around on a bruise on the ball of my foot. I was still going to the gym, but I couldn't do cardio every night. My left foot was all swelled up. It was painful. It was uncomfortable. And the surgery that they had earmarked me for was bad. I mean, bad. I mean, 2 weeks you couldn't walk on my foot at all. 6 weeks in a boot. I wasn't going to be able to charter. I wasn't going to be able to do what I like to do.
No fishing for how many months?
And then there isn't a guarantee that it's you don't even know for sure that you're going to be able to play ball again. I love to play slow pitch softball. Those of you who have known me for years know it's been a passion of mine forever. I can get on the ball field and everything kind of goes away for me. I'm 51 years old. I know my body doesn't recover like it used to, but I couldn't even run. And that's when, luckily, like I said, I met Dr. James Lieber, who is joining us here on the phone. Doc, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and I owe you a big debt of gratitude because, like I said, really kind of changed my world a bunch. You know, walking around without pain every day. I've been on the softball field now twice this week. I had batting practice for a couple of hours, chasing balls around the outfield, feeling great. No swelling, no setbacks. Everything has been fantastic. Now, that being said, I did everything you told me to do. I stayed off it for a certain amount of time and did my exercises and all the things that your great office told me to do since my procedure. Doc, I want you to just tell people, I don't think everybody understands stem cell, the procedure itself. Can you give us some insight into stem cell, just the basics, so people know what they might be looking for and whether or not they might possibly be a candidate for a procedure?
Yeah, Mike, I could do that. Can you? I just want to make sure you can hear me. Okay,
I can hear you. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right. Good. And I'd also like to say I'm, absolutely thrilled that you're able to do the things you want to do. That's why I do this. This is our goal. Our goal is to get people active and doing the things they want to do with, without having to do the things that we've been doing as a profession that harm people. Things like cortisone injections and anti-inflammatory drugs, narcotics, and surgery. We want to keep people away from those things and give them a better option in terms of outcomes, but also in terms of safety profile. So, I'm just real happy that you're getting the results that we talked about and that what we see in all these other patients that we treat. So, to answer your question about stem cells, your body has a normal mechanism by which it heals. So, and it's inherent to you, it's innate, you don't have to think about it, it's a natural mechanism. So if you cut your skin, we all have experienced that the first thing that happens are that platelets from within the blood rush to that site of an injury, in this case a cut on the skin, and they form a clot and stop the bleeding.
Right.
And that's all we really knew about it for a long time. But then we started to understand, and when I say we, I mean the scientific community, we understand that platelets release these things called growth factors, and they're basically signaling substances. I kind of tell people it's like each growth factor is a phone call to a subcontractor. So one's calling the plumber, one's calling the carpenter,
right,
et cetera. They're basically getting the resources ready and called over so that they can start to do the job of repairing that tissue. And, you know, that'll happen over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. You won't even know you had a cut anymore. One of the phone calls that one of those growth factors makes is to stem cells. And stem cells are, you can think of them as baby cells, and they live in high concentration in the bone marrow. There are quite a few in fat tissue, and then there are others that are just plastered to blood vessels throughout the body. So when the stem cells are called to the area, they're basically on ready reserve. They come to the area, let's say the cut on the skin. Some of them can turn into the skin cells. They actually morph themselves into skin cells. And then others, probably the best analogy would be they become more like the general contractors of the area. They kind of put on that hard hat and start instructing everybody else what to do. And they're very, very powerful at doing that. And that's your natural mechanism. But what happens as we get older, what used to heal doesn't heal anymore. Or you can get an injury that without having had any trauma. So you just wake up one day and all of a sudden there's something that's no longer working right.
Right.
And that's because the tissue is just getting weaker and weaker. The balance of, if you think of a scale, on one side is growth and repair, on the other side is wear and tear. The balance is shifting as we age toward more wear and tear and less growth and repair.
Right.
It's not that you can't repair. You still have those cells. You still have the ability to do it. It just doesn't do it as well. So you get these chronic, nagging, could be very painful injuries, arthritis, disc problems, nerve problems, all related to tissue that's weakened. So what we're able to do, and we do quite differently than what anybody else does, is we can isolate your stem cells. And the only FDA-compliant source of stem cells comes from bone marrow at this time in the United States.
Gotcha.
So we isolate bone marrow. We isolate stem cells from that. We have a very specialized laboratory that does that. And then we mix that with some of those growth factors and platelets, as I mentioned. And then we put that together as a liquid. And then that's part of the process. The other process is really where the skill comes in is injecting these substances, this solution of liquid, directly into the damaged tissue. So you got to figure out what the damaged tissue is. Is it the source of pain? And can we get a needle to it under image guidance using ultrasound or live x-ray into that tissue exactly? The problem we're seeing, Mike, is that a lot of people, a lot of providers, doctors, seeing a lot of problems in this field. There's a lot of scams going on, and it's really tainting the field, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are telling people you could just stick them anywhere. Their stem cells know where to go. That's because they don't have the skill set to do it. Or they're using fake stem cells, either knowingly or unknowingly. They're telling people you can use umbilical, placental, amniotic stem cells. This is false in this country. Those products do not have stem cells, and that's probably the biggest scam we're seeing across the board. Anyway, I'll pause there in case you have other questions.
No, and that's exactly what I wanted you to do. I think you just did a great job at kind of explaining what the process and procedure is, and I think it's important. You know, just over the last couple of weeks, I've talked to a lot of people, some guys on the softball field and some other charter captains and that are having problems. I have one buddy of mine going to retire from running charters because he was having issues with his wrist. And I said to him, I said, man, have you looked at stem cells? He's like, oh, I have, but it's like $25,000 and my insurance won't cover it. And I thought, $25,000? That seems crazy. You need to call Dr. Lieber's office and talk to him. And then I heard from this guy, and he was like, dude, I'm going to check this thing out. You're right. The guy was scamming me that I was talking to. And that's what scares me about this is I'm having such great results, and it bothers me that there's so many knuckleheads out there doing this and doing it the wrong way, overcharging, you know, getting the stem cells or not getting the stem cells in many cases from places that they can or can't get them from, not doing it right. My first office visit with the other company was terrible. I never even saw a doctor. I came and saw you. You did a sonogram on my foot. You looked at my MRI. I mean, just it was totally night and day. And then the procedure that I had at Regenix, I was there for almost a whole day. But the process in the morning of obtaining the bone marrow, not terrible, wasn't painful. You know, you have such a great staff over there. And then with the injection into my foot, I had no pain there. I had a little discomfort the next day, which Dr. Lieber said I was probably going to be a little sore, and I was. But within a week of being in my boot, I was ready to go. I mean, again, I didn't leave my boot and go running. I did the exercises and took the time, and it was a process over a couple of weeks. But after what I had gone through for a year, year and a half of being in pain, I just think it was so important for you to come on and people to hear this story in depth instead of just hearing a 30-second commercial. I want people to understand that this is a viable option for you. This is something that you, for me, it has worked. And I've talked to some people who said, yeah, you know, I tried it, it didn't work. But I don't know that they were with somebody like Dr. Lieber at Regenix that do things the right way. And maybe they were, and maybe it doesn't work for everybody. But I think it's worth your time and effort to give the good people at Regenix Tampa Bay a call. If you're in pain, I've been there. It's not fun. It's horrible waking up every day not wanting to get out of bed because you don't want to walk around on your ankles or your feet or your back is bothering you. If you don't have other options or you're running out of options, again, Dr. Lieber is absolutely incredible. He's been checking on me for weeks. I get text messages from the guy just to, you know, hey, just checking in, see if you're still doing well. I mean, it's just been a phenomenal experience for me all the way around. The office number is 813-296-6235. You hear it in the commercials that run in the show here and in other spots on the iHeart stations. You can call and get an appointment in Tampa or Sarasota. You can learn more about them at regentampabay.com. That's R-E-G-E-N, tampabay.com. Again, I know this isn't fishing, and I know this took a little bit of our show today, but I think it's really important. I wanted you to hear about stem cells, the process, and the procedure from Dr. Lieber. And, Doc, I appreciate your time this morning. That's exactly what I was trying to get conveyed to our listeners, that this is a viable option. It's real. It's not a scam. If you go to the right people that know what they're doing, you know, you stand a great chance, like I did, at getting recovered and healed. I can't thank you enough. Again, being on the softball field to run around and do what I love to do is absolutely incredible. I was looking at retiring and not being able to play ball anymore, and again, I'm excited to be back on the field, and I wouldn't have been able to do that without you and your staff.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. You know, we're here if you need us. Anything else come up, we're available. Well, appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you betcha. I appreciate your time this morning, too, Doc. Have a great rest of your weekend, my friend.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye.
Now, again, I apologize because I know that, you know, usually we wrap this up kind of just talking fishing and it's all good. But I think it's important. A lot of people, I mean, you
got. No, yeah, I've got a couple issues. I'm going to might give them a call with my. I've got an elbow issue and a small heel issue.
I'm telling you, I got, you know, some brothers in the charter business that have bad backs, that have tried all kinds of different things, you know, surgeries already that haven't worked, all this stuff. I'm telling you, I didn't think I would ever play again. I didn't think I'd play again.
Well, the only other option is a time machine.
That would be good.
We could go back, be 25 again.
That would be great. And if you get a lead on that, let me know. Or a Fountain of Youth. If you find that bad boy, yeah, let me know that too. And again, that's just part of it. You know, I have a lot of friends. Again, you know, a buddy of mine that I hunt with, his wife's got a bad knee. And, you know, I mean, this is, I think this is a viable option if you get it done correctly. And again, the knotheads at that first place I went to were terrible. It took me 2.2 seconds in there, and I was like, I'm very scared of this. This makes me nervous.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that guy.
Not when you're going to a doctor.
No, you really don't. So anyway, we're going to wrap things up here on the other side. Captain John Rivers, my guest here this morning. I hope if you can hear our voices, if you're in pain, you'll give our friends there at Regenix Tampa Bay a call and see if Dr. Lieber and his people can possibly help you out. They definitely helped me. So we'll be back.